The Trump administration is following through with promises to ease regulations on the agriculture industry. The latest rule to be withdrawn was proposed during President Obama's final weeks. As Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports, it would have made it easier for livestock producers to raise objections if they thought meat packers weren't giving them a fair price.
In between millions of consumers shopping for steaks at the grocery store and thousands of farms raising cattle are three processors that dominate the beef business: Tyson Foods, Cargill, and JBS. So if you run a feedlot, there are really only a few companies you can call to sell cattle. Some farmers were so concerned meat packers were using their size to manipulate prices that they filed a lawsuit against Tyson. Dave Domina is a Nebraska lawyer who represented them.
If you're only one of two or three buyers, as contrasted with thousands of sellers, all you have to do is just blow a gentle breath on that market and you can knock it down.
Basically, it's always a buyer's market, Domina says. There's a small window each week where packers are bidding on cattle. If you don't take their offer, you may not get another.
So you never really knew whether you were going to be able to sell your cattle.
And if you don't sell at the right time, the cattle get too big. You start losing money. The rule withdrawn last month by the Trump administration would have allowed beef producers to raise a red flag to the U.S. Department of Agriculture when they felt they were being frozen out of the market. It also would have protected hog and chicken farmers from abusive contracts. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agency will still be watching to see that the livestock industry is fair and competitive.
I understand those who are disappointed, but I believe that commerce is the answer, not litigation in the economy.
Without the rule, Domina says, the top meat packers will be able to further control the supply and price of cattle and other livestock.
This is as though in the industries affected by the rule, the police force has just been fired.
But there's an argument from large producers that people asking regulators to be more involved in the beef market are out of touch. Craig Uden is one of them. He runs a feedlot in central Nebraska and is president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Uden says not all the beef at the store is equal, and neither are all the animals on the farm. He works with meat packers to raise cattle that meet certain standards, things like making sure they're certified Angus, raised without hormones, or traceable back to birth. When Uden delivers the animals meat packers want, he can earn a better price.
We're not going to regulate how they buy our product. We're going to provide them with what they want.
Uden says the USDA rule could have spoiled that incentive. Regulators may have decided it was unfair for some producers to earn premiums for meeting meatpacker standards, but not others.
We don't need government regulation to tell us who is and who isn't going to be in there. The market will sort that out.
Stephen Kuntz, an agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says the incentives work for meatpackers too, because they have a more predictable supply of the cattle they want. But there are consequences.
If you drive up and down the road in cattle country, you will find lots of small feedlots that have no animals and lots of tumbleweeds. You know, that's not necessarily a good thing. But at the same time, they couldn't afford to compete with your larger, more efficient operations.
The number of farms feeding cattle dropped nearly 50% to 27,000 in 2012, according to the most recent USDA numbers. So it's not just the packing industry that's consolidating, it's also the feeding industry.
I understand the frustrations. It's not the industry that I would like, but at the same time, it is the industry that we have because it makes us the most money.
So, Kuntz says, as the USDA allows the beef industry to evolve on its own, large feedlots and meatpackers have the advantage. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.